The Jeff and Jen Show.
I've been talking about how you lie to the boss to get some days off and some time away. And that's when we heard from Tanya in Buckhead, who actually faked an event.
I called my boss and went to a fake conference one time just so I could get like a few days of rest because he works me to death.
Did you come back with your fake conference materials?
Like I made a name badge.
Yes!
I even made a name badge.
Oh my God.
The fake name badge is the best.
I love how tickled Jen is by this. Like she's like, she can't do it. Jen's an upstanding human being. But she loves hearing the story of your elaborate lie. The more detailed and photoshopping, the better.
Yeah, Jessica in Atlanta, what's the most elaborate lie that you told and got away with?
So I told my boss I was going to a funeral, but really I took a vacation to Vegas for 4 days because I knew it wouldn't be approved.
So you did it to not use vacation days, or you were afraid that it was, because like the time of year was or whatever, he wouldn't have signed off on it?
Well, a little bit of both. We were kind of on a lockdown. We couldn't call off because it was that government shutdown years ago.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was essential, so I had to go to work. So it wouldn't be approved because of that, and I didn't want to use vacation days.
Who, just out of curiosity, who did you say died, and how is their health today?
Well, someone actually did die. It was a grandma, but it just wasn't mine.
Oh, no. Oh my goodness. And how was that trip to Vegas?
It was awesome.
And they never found out, huh?
No, but now I feel a little bad, but.
No, you don't. You're laughing, Jessica. You don't have to lie to us. We don't care. You know, it doesn't involve employment, Jen, but I think I've told you before that when I was in high school, I sent flowers to myself. No, it wasn't high school. It was out of high school. It was right after I graduated, and I sent flowers to myself.
Where? Where did you send them?
To my work. I worked at a radio station. Yeah, and there was a girl there that I liked, and I wanted her to whatever, so I sent flowers to myself. And
did you get away with it?
Yeah, but I was broke. So, I mean, I, like, had it worked and she been all into me, I then would have been out of luck because I was broke from sending myself flowers. Like, had she wanted to go on a date, I wouldn't have been able to take her.
Hey, Ann in Roswell, do you have an elaborate lie you got away with?
Yeah, so I faked an obituary for my grandfather.
Oh, no.
I needed to HR to get paid time off. I did go to a funeral. It just wasn't his.
Wait, how do you do that?
I mean, they have the templates, and you just, like, find a picture, you know, crop it, put it in the middle, you know, where the person's picture is, you know, fill out all the stuff, and print it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Was your when you did this, was your grandfather alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Did you ever tell him?
No.
Oh.
I take the steps to get paid time off. But in my defense, my best friend's father died, and I needed to be there for her. So I did what I had to do.
I see. They wouldn't have given you time off for that.
No, they wouldn't have.
At least it was a noble reason that you were going for. Hey, Michael in Carrollton, what's your elaborate lie?
I told my boss I had malaria, and he bought it.
Malaria? Where'd you pick it up?
Right.
I told him I took a trip down to Vietnam, and all my shots that I got, that just didn't work, and my doctor couldn't explain it. So.
Did you actually go to Vietnam?
No.
Why did this all happen? Like, why Vietnam? There's so many layers to this.
I figured the more outrageous, the better he would believe it.
Okay. You know what? That right there is go big or go home.
That's true.
That's exactly what you did.
That's true.
All right, Michael.
All right.
I told a super epic, elaborate lie, too, and I have gotten away with it to this day. I still feel guilty about it. I can clear my conscience if we have some time coming up next.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We're collecting those lies that you told, those elaborate lies that you actually got away with. We've heard about fake funerals and obituaries, malaria,
Because of a quick trip to Vietnam, like Vietnam is the Outer Banks. So he's like, yeah, I just told my boss I went to Vietnam, got some malaria, couldn't come into work.
fake conferences and name badges. And I faked college applications. So I feel so bad about this elaborate lie. But I wanted to move to another city and live with my best friend one summer when I was in college. So I wanted to move from Tallahassee to Gainesville and move in and sublet the apartment with my best friend. We were going to hang out by the pool all summer. Right? That was our big plan. Goals.
Perfect. Right? You're probably, 19 years old? That is goals. That's perfect.
I was an overachiever. So I was like, okay. So I just went for it, moved there for the summertime, but I needed to get a job. And I applied at this pub. And it was one of those with, tons of beers on tap. I knew I would make plenty of money and tips to take care of my rent and everything for the summer. And then all I would have to do is lay by the pool. And that was the goal. And so I lied to this place that hired me. And I told them that I had already applied and I was transferring schools. And this actually hurt my heart because I was lying about transferring to my nemesis school, the school that I hated so much. But they believed me, and I made up this whole...
They wouldn't have hired you if they knew that 90 days later you were going to bounce.
If I was just going to be a summer server, right? They wanted somebody to train over the summer who would be really ready for the fall season for football and all that other stuff. So I made up this elaborate lie of why I was transferring, what program I was going to be. I had to research that thing. I lied to them and told them I was transferring. And so they hired me. I made tons of money, laid by the pool all summer. And at the end of the summer, I told them that I actually didn't get accepted and that I had just found out. And then I moved back to Tallahassee.
That's the most
Jen. Still feels so bad.
That's the most Jen Hobby confessional ever, and the fact that she still feels bad about it is perfect.
I feel terrible. Anyway, we can always continue this conversation on Facebook if you want to admit that elaborate lie that you told and got away with. We are here for you with the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.